over the back fence tomorrow. 6:30, Bucks basketball hosting Golden State.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're the Kohl Center going to be rocking with Steph Curry and Giannis going back to back. And River Kings hockey, a 6:59 on WIRI. Going to be a great weekend of sports right here on WFHR and on WIRI.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief, the morning after the night before. After last night's counterstrikes in the Red Sea.
So far, we have not seen any kind of retaliatory action on the part of the Houthis, but we're, of course, prepared to respond appropriately.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder on CBS Mornings. The airstrikes following escalating attacks on Western shipping by Yemen's Houthi rebels. After last week's in-flight blowout of a door on a MAX 9 jet liner, the FAA says it's ramping up oversight of Boeing, its production line, and its suppliers. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis telling Iowa Republicans why they should vote for him in Monday's caucus.
I want to focus on what can we do so that hardworking people can get ahead again instead of falling behind. None of that will happen in this election if Trump is the nominee. Iowans have a chance to weigh in on this.
DeSantis and rival Nikki Haley vying for second place, well behind the former president whose New York fraud trial wrapped up yesterday. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's second powerful storm this week should drop another 6 to 12 inches of snow from Platteville through Madison up to Green Bay. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot also predicts 50-mile-an-hour winds.
After 5 o'clock, it shifts out of the northwest. That's going to plummet our temperatures. It's going to take our snow from a heavy, wet mix and turn it into the lighter, fluffy stuff that blows around.
And after the storm moves out tomorrow morning, temperatures will be bitterly cold for at least a few days. Communities with shuttered two-year state colleges in Wisconsin would get $2 million to redevelop campuses under a new Republican bill. County leaders would decide how to spend the money. Campuses in Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closed or are about to close. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With the arrival of snow this week, the Arpin X 2024 Vintage Snowcross races are on. You'll need to sign up online before January 29th. You cannot sign up at the event. The event takes place February 3rd starting at 9 a.m. at Candy Cane Park. This is for amateur racers ages 20 and older. There's a link to sign up on the Arpin X Facebook page. The pond will probably not be frozen enough to drive over, so the race will track around it. To help Mother Nature, several people in the local area will be delivering snow to the park again this year to make sure the racetracks are ready to go. The Polar Plunge is scheduled for February 3rd for Special Olympics at Anchor Bay. The Wood County Sheriff's Department has a team again this year. Sheriff Sean Becker said he'll jump in this year if the team raises at least $7,500. You can find more information at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to. We're going to have some fun in this hour. Terry and James here with you, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. And, of course, we're going to have an update from the United Way before we wrap up the hour. Looking forward to that. We got some good things coming up. We're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news to kick things off. We also are going to touch upon the want to get into these office rules, these 10 unspoken office rules. And, yeah, we want to get a focus on our local area and get into some good stories of the day around here as well. I do want to start off the hour on two program notes. One, a big thank you to Erin Wells, our good friend over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. She let us know that senior dining is closed for today and Meals on Wheels is closed for today. So you in your neighborhood, your block, your neighbors, you happen to know anybody that uses these meals, please check in on them. Take a, you're out there shoveling anyway, maybe walk a couple of feet over or a couple blocks or something and check in on them. Do a wellness check. And if they could maybe use a meal, maybe if you can, that goes a long way. We appreciate that.
And if you normally visit the meal site, you know, stay home, stay safe, right? Today, yeah. They're not open today, so stay home.
Want to send a shout out to our friend Mike Clemens as well. Talks sports with us on Fridays. Usually not able to get Mike on the air with us today, but a big thank you to him. Does such a great job. We love talking to Mike. Love having him join. I want to get Mike on Playmakers. That's a good idea. We got to get him on there. Looking forward to talking with Mike again real soon. And safe travels to you, sir. Be safe out there wherever you are up to. We appreciate you. Let's dive into some entertainment, Terry. And the People's Choice Awards have been announced. The nominees came out yesterday, and we might just have a red carpet debut of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. A lot of people excited about that.
I mean, whatever. Floats your boat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Taylor, how about some award nominees?
Yeah, that's a little more my speed. Taylor tied with a couple of others with 5 nominations. The other athlete nominees are tennis star Coco Gauff, Giannis Antetokounmpo, cool. LeBron James, Lionel Messi, and Simone Biles, along with Steph Curry.
So honestly, any of those, that's pretty awesome.
I'm good with all of
those
people.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I love all of those. The male artist nominees are Bad Bunny, Drake, Jack Harlow, Luke Combs, Post Malone, and The Weeknd. Interesting list. The nominees for female artists, this is an incredible list. Beyonce, Lainey Wilson, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, Olivia Rodrigo, and of course, Taylor Swift. Whew.
That's loaded.
Yeah. This is a heck of a time for female artists. Like, it's a pretty nice list. I haven't really seen it all laid out like that before. We didn't even name all of the people like in that genre right there. But
that's pretty cool.
That's a pretty impressive list. The nominees for a movie of 2023, Barbie, Fast X, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Oppenheimer, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, The Little Mermaid, Super Mario Brothers movie, and Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
So I only think I saw one of those.
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour, the producer, the guy who runs the whole entire like Universal Studios and everything, like personally reached out to Taylor Swift and thanked her. Like nothing special. Huh. Just hey, thank you.
That's cool.
You really helped the movie industry this year.
But good on him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really cool.
Oh yeah, really cool. Yeah. Really smart. And the power that this young lady has and what she's been able to do with it, like it is really remarkable. I one of the things I appreciate about her is that she cares about these things. She's a fan of movies. And she liked the idea of this. She has tried acting a little bit here and there, and she's probably going to try other projects going forward. This was a kind of way of her for doing that and helping the movie industry.
And giving a big boost. Yeah, that is really cool. You know, of all those, the only one I saw was Barbie.
Did you like Barbie?
I don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I saw it. I mean, because there was just like so many little like nostalgia things from playing with Barbies when I was a kid, like different things like that. The story, meh. But I would say the other people in my house would all say Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I love Guardians.
I mean, a number 3 movie is not going to win the award.
No,
I mean,
no.
I get that, but that's interesting. But that's always like that for me. Like,
I
you know,
really
you'll hear all these nominees.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, I saw one of those.
Because I vote on these things, not this particular awards, but because all of these usually come up in the Oscars and SAG Awards, we get clips. They've gone back to giving us clips of these. And so I've seen a lot of these movies in bits and pieces. I thought Guardians was fantastic. I thought Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was arguably one of the best films I saw last year, but nothing compared to Oppenheimer. Nothing.
And that's still on my, like, I got to watch that.
It's a long movie, and it's a hard watch, but it's an important watch. I think it's a very, very important watch.
So I have to tell you the 2 favorite movies I saw in the movie theater in 2023. Titanic.
How did I not see that coming?
And Elf.
Oh,
those
nice,
were my 2
nice.
Favorite movies Very that cool. I saw in the movie theater. I'm not talking about watching at home. I'm saying that I went to the theater.
Went to the theater to see. I like that. The nominees for Best
it's
TV
still
Show.
Good,
more
I mean,
power
I'm just
to
saying.
You. The Bear, Only Murders in the Building, The Last of Us, Ted Lasso, and Vanderpump Rules, all nominated for Best TV Show.
I got nothing on those.
Only Murders in the Building, I loved. Did you hear Selena Gomez, who's on there, is going to be playing Linda Ronstadt in a biopic?
I did not. And I really like Selena Gomez, but honestly, I like her like from her Disney show days, her start, and I like her music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't watch creepy shows.
Yeah. Oh, it's not creepy. Oh, I guess it has a time. It does involve some murder. So yeah, it is. But it's a little bit of a I don't know a Steve Martin Short. It's light.
So
and
it's
she is
more
so good
funny,
it.
Maybe.
Yeah, it leans a little bit more in dark comedy and some of that.
Okay.
It's got an incredible like cameos and all this. It's one of the best TV shows. shows I've ever seen.
But I will be curious to see her in that.
Yes. Her. Yeah. She. I guess this was a dream of hers. And
really?
She landed the role. You know, she's got so many checks to be able to play Linda Ronstadt. I cannot wait to see what that's like.
Because
they've really gotten the biopics, the music biopics, even if they haven't gotten them right, they've done a good job of balancing them with music and all that. That should be interesting. And let's see what's new on your small screen this weekend. Lift is on Netflix right now. Kevin Hart is the leader of a crew of thieves trying to steal $500 million in gold from a plane 40,000 feet up in the air.
Well, I would imagine that would be quite the anchor to get them to the ground.
The great Vincent D'Onofrio is in this as well. I love Vincent D'Onofrio. Killing it as Kingpin right now in Echo. Kevin Hart is making a move to more action movies. He's been trying to do this for years. It's what you do as an actor. You only have so long of a shelf life in certain genres. You see this with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and Christopher Walken and many actors who made their career on serious work and then kind of went into comedy. Kevin obviously made his career start in comedy, trying to branch out and doing more action movies. He's done this for a while. He did a movie with The Rock and some other stuff. It looks all right. Doesn't look too bad. An Amazon role play starring Kelly Cuoco. That is a relationship one. Self-Reliance starring Jack Johnson as a guy who agrees to let people hunt him for $1 million. That's on Hulu tonight. I don't know what the...
When they find him, what do they do?
I don't know. I gotta look into that.
Is it like hide and go seek, or is
I like Jack Johnson a lot. I didn't really get into The New Girl. It wasn't one of those shows that was for me or anything. But he was on there, and I really liked him on there. I like him a lot. And on Apple TV Plus, the streaming debut of Killers of the Flower Moon, the Native American tragedy starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and many other great actors, including a lot of great Native actors that I think many people are going to learn the names of from this movie. Martin Scorsese directed it. It's going to be nominated for a bunch of stuff. I've seen it. It is incredible. It's a very good movie. I still think Oppenheimer is better by far and away. I think it's also important on the same level as this one is.
Sure.
I do think Oppenheimer is a better movie. And, of course, this weekend, football on NBC and Peacock.
The I NFL think you're supposed to be yelling.
No, you got to get the gravelly voice in there. The NFL wildcard game. The Houston Texans host the Cleveland Browns Saturday on Peacock.
As long as you don't start talking like Troy Aikman, we're fine.
Kansas City Chiefs host the Miami Dolphins on NFL wildcard game on Saturday. It's going to be good. Can't wait. Buffalo Bills against Pittsburgh on Sunday at 1. And, of course, the one that I don't have to tell you all about. You know when it's on. 3:30 Sunday, Fox, NFL wildcard, Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers. Going to be a big one. And the weekend wraps up of football with we got the Lions and the Rams. That's another big one.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford.
That is a big one.
You have on Sunday, I cannot wait for this, Terry.
What's the matter? You got to clear your throat now?
A little bit.
Smarty.
I shouldn't have done that voice. I shouldn't have done it. I'm very excited about this. The fourth season premiere of True Detective is on HBO on Sunday. I know this isn't your thing because it's a bit of a drama and dark and all that, but Jodie Foster is back to acting.
Oh, interesting.
And as
I wasn't aware.
My favorite actor of all time, favorite actress of all time, should say. By far and away. I've learned and loved Jodie Foster since I was a child. I think she's amazing.
And what's your favorite of hers?
Wow.
I know that makes it hard, but
no, but
what just pops up?
Well, you know, a lot of her later work. She did a cameo, a sort of a bit spot in this movie Inside Man. She's kind of a bad guy-ish in a little bit, and you don't get to see her like that very often. And I love it. I think actually some of her best work in the last couple of years has actually been behind the camera. She's been directing a lot.
Cool.
There's so many good parts. Oh, that's such a tough question. I will say this. She doesn't act unless she really loves a script. Like, this is somebody who doesn't need the money, doesn't need the fame, doesn't care about any of that stuff. So when she chooses a project, I'm all in. And I was a big, 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 big fan of the first season of True Detective, and it looks like they got back to that original writing. I cannot wait for that.
Awesome.
Critics' Choice Awards are Sunday at 7. And there is, let me see here. I thought there, oh, yeah, Monday night there's a game. That's what I was looking for. There's a game on Monday.
For a night game? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They got Philly and Tampa Bay. That's the Monday night game. So that is all your weekend lineup. New movies in the theaters this weekend. They've kind of gotten... We got away from the Christmas time, and now they're bringing movies back to the theaters. The Book of Clarence, I'm sure this isn't going to be in town here, but it's limited release. Looks great. Lakeith Stanfield, James McAvoy, a lot of great actors in it. It's about Clarence, a common and twin brother of a doubting Thomas who gets caught trying to scam people by performing fake miracles. It's a really interesting movie. It looks really good. Another one of those, what I just said about Jodie Foster, same thing about Lakeith Stanfield and James McAvoy. They only choose good scripts. I've watched everything those two actors have done, and every script they choose, it's not always a good movie, but the scripts that they choose are always solid and different and interesting. The Beekeeper with Jason Statham is coming out today, a former operative from a secret organization of really, really bad guys, really tough guys called the Beekeepers. After a friend kills herself because of a phishing scam, he goes looking for revenge. Following the money, he uncovers. This is basically The Kingsman. This is like all those kind of movies, but it's Jason Statham. A lot of people like it. It's action. I will definitely be seeing it. I probably ain't going to see it in the movie theaters, but I'll definitely watch it. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm definitely going to see it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but I'll definitely see it. And the big one...
You know you can't get that time back, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, tell me about it. Mean Girls, rated PG-13. The remake stars Angelique Rice in Lindsay Lohan's role as Caddy, the new girl being targeted by the most popular girls in school. You'll see Tina Fey, John Hamm, Tim Meadows, all kind of reprising their roles from the original Mean Girls.
So, you know, I was kind of laughing when I saw the trailer for it because I was like, you can't remake that movie.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, when you see who's there, you know, like the Tina Fey, like all that, and I'm like, okay, maybe you can. You know what I mean? Like maybe, I don't know. So
It's a tie between Amy Poehler and Tina Fey for me, the funniest people in the world. I think she's hilarious.
Sometimes you just, regardless of what it is, it's just like, okay, yeah, I could check out a little bit and enjoy them.
My sister said she'd give it a chance. She said a lot of similar things to what you did, and she said, oh, I'll give it a chance. I'll probably see it. Enjoy your entertainment this weekend, everybody. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back. We got a good one we're going to get into, Terry. I want to talk about this one with you. The office rules. Office rules that we all got to rely on. We all got to go by here. We're talking office rules you shouldn't break when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times with widespread blowing and drifting as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions at times and treacherous travel. 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely with some locally higher amounts possible. Shovel in shifts and prepare for the cold. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
It's going to get me every time now.
Can we save that?
We have to. We have to. And she's masterful about that. She did that really good. Welcome. And a big shout out to Brittany Marlowe. Thank you, Britt. We appreciate you. Great forecast.
This is how bad we digress.
Yes, we are bad.
We should not just have breaks. I mean, I appreciate that we have breaks. We probably shouldn't have breaks.
Probably shouldn't. We just go straight forward. And when we're off air is when we get in trouble. That's when we get. We got to get into this one, Terry. We got a good one right here for everybody. We got to 10 unspoken office rules you should never break. 10 unspoken office rules you should never break.
Okay. So before you start, though, I work in an office setting. I haven't always. This is somewhat of an office setting, right? Yeah, you haven't always worked in this environment. But now, don't say it out loud, but when you're doing these, you think of the person in your office who is that person.
Yes. Yes.
All of you do that. Good. Don't say it out loud. You probably get in trouble. Right. It's an HR issue. Mm-hmm. But you know there's somebody.
That's a great game to play. I love that. Someone asked people to name unspoken office rules that should never be broken. Do you agree with these or have you broken them yourselves? Let's dive right in. And there's no particular order to any of these, so we're just going to go ahead and start right at number one. If you've been in a meeting forever, and I mean it's just dragging and dragging and dragging, and your boss says, okay, anything else? You keep your mouth shut. You keep your mouth shut.
Okay, but you know that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I immediately thought of who it is, too. Yes, immediately.
Or, like, remember back when you were taking classes, you know, like in college or acting classes or whatever, where there is that one person, and often a non-traditional student.
Yes.
But there is that one person who will not stop asking questions.
Yep, yep.
It doesn't make class go longer because class is just class, but it's, or are you even as an instructor where you're like, okay, can you stop?
Yeah, and it's, I've had students like that.
Yeah.
And I don't, I love that. I've won awards because I've stayed late with my students before. However, there's a line. There's a line in the sand on this.
Yeah.
Especially when the questions don't lead to anything. Like, oh. I don't know what the essence of funny is. I'm sorry. I don't know. There is no essence of funny. Funny's just funny. You're thinking too much about it. And that's coming from me. Don't be too efficient. It makes other people look bad, and your boss will just ask you to do more. If you're not busy, don't tell anyone. That seems like horrible advice.
It's but that's what it's saying. You shouldn't do this, right? I don't appreciate that. I can't say anything else because popped right in my head. I've got a visual. So
the third time you walk past someone in a day doesn't require a hello. Say hi the first time, nod the second, and you can ignore them the next time. Interesting. Well, I wouldn't have thought of that.
I mean, but to that point, do you have to? Depending upon what your environment looks like. But let's just say, every time you walk by Pam in the lobby, do you have to address her? She's working.
Right,
like, let
right,
her do
yeah,
some work.
Yeah.
Of course you want to acknowledge and address the person.
Certainly.
But you don't... I agree. You shouldn't... And honestly, I would get so annoyed if you did that every single time you walk by me.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, James, move along, pal.
Now, there's one where if I'm your boss, I'm kind of like, well, all right, how many laps you doing here, man? Like, I mean, why you keep passing me 3-4 times here? What are you up to?
Well, it's the one before that. Killing time. I don't look too busy.
Pam and I always say good morning to each other, but by the time that I'm booking around, I'm running all over, and like you said, she's working, answering phones, something like that. So we don't always get a chance to like communicate, but we always before I leave, we always wrap up too.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm not gonna, if I walk past Pam and I don't say anything, she's not gonna think, oh, is he mad at me? She's gonna, oh, he's busy. He's James. He's crazy.
She's like, what a jerk.
If you don't want people using your coffee mug, don't leave it in the kitchen. If you leave it there, it's a communal mug.
I mean, yeah. It depends how many people. Like where we're like 6-8 people. I mean, you kind of know that's my mug.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody wanted to do that here, it'd be very easy to know, okay, that's Melissa's mug. That's Seth's mug. That's something like that, yeah. I like that one, though, because I don't think that one comes up very often. Don't be the smelly person. You don't want to be the smelly kid. My mom, growing up, we didn't have much. But it was a very big deal to my mom. Yes, we had soap. Just because we were poor didn't mean we had to act poor. Didn't mean we had to live that way necessarily. And it was important to her that we looked good when we went to school, that we were, our clothes were clean.
Yeah,
that
I was
going to
say, you might not have a bunch of new clothes, but you had clean clothes.
Might have had rips in them, but they were clean, you know, that kind of thing. And the way she would always get us to really come home on this, if we were pushing back and we didn't want to take a bath or a shower or something, you don't want to be a smelly kid, Jimmy. You don't want to be that smelly kid. There's always one smelly kid in class, and you don't want to be him. That's what she'd always tell me. So But like that's a whole different story. Most kids that are in that situation can't help that. And as an adult, you can help
absolutely.
That. I will tell a story. I was working at Cops back when there was a Cops and it wasn't a pick and save. And I worked night shift, stocking shelves and all that. You had a lot of turnover in those jobs.
Oh, sure.
A lot of turnover. One of the guys we had, so the night starts, we pull out the pallets from the truck and we take every item off and separate it. And then we get it in the aisles. As we're doing that and taking everything off the pallets, we're bumping into each other, you know, because we're all working in a hurry and everything. And there was this guy who just... I've never been around a human being that smelled worse in my life.
Yeah, and so that's not his sweat from unloading that pallet.
No,
that is his stink for me.
It's just his stink. He didn't seem to do much about it or take care of it or think of others. And my buddy Chris, who I worked with at the time, my best friend in the world.
Oh, you guys worked together?
Yeah.
Those poor people.
Chris, one day, just walked up to him and handed him a bar of soap. Like, no conversation, didn't say anything, just handed him a bar of soap and walked away.
And
the guy just, it was going to be funny. And the look on his face, I will never forget. He was just so hurt. And as bad as this guy was, I immediately felt like a jerk. I didn't even do it.
Yeah.
And I felt like a jerk. Chris still laughs about
it. But you knew it was coming.
You had to know it was coming. And I'm sorry, but you gotta think of others. Unless you have a private office, never use your speakerphone. People should be more mindful of how loud they are in general. This goes for buses. This goes for public transportation.
Totally.
If you're walking through Walmart, I don't need to hear your conversation. Stop. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Like, unless it's an emergency, stop it. Nobody wants to hear your conversation.
We had a team member that didn't do... and is no longer at our office, but didn't do the speakerphone like in a live conversation, but would check their voicemail always on speakerphone.
Oh my God.
And always loud. And I'm like, okay, I know you're not hearing impaired because you talk physically on it. Like, pick it up. And we don't all, and it wasn't necessarily what the content was. It was just so disruptive to everyone else.
New rule. You do this and you get 3 strikes. You do this 3 times in public. We take your phone. We take your phone, and you don't get your phone back for at least a week. At least a week. That's. I mean, if you're going to act like a child, I say we start doing it this way. I expect little kids to yell into phones and things like that. Not grown adults. Not grown adults with the speakerphone.
Well, let's be real. The novelty of the speakerphone proper, when was that? Like the early 90s?
Yeah.
I mean, get over it. It's not cool.
We got a couple more of these, and we want audience participation. Call up 715-424-2600. Let us know what office etiquette you have in your building, or maybe that you've
noticed. Or you're lacking.
Or that you're lacking. Yeah, own it. I'm sure that I'm guilty. I know that I've been guilty of some of this stuff in the past.
So we have some more coming, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything about the bathroom?
I'm not seeing anything,
I'm just curious.
Well, sort of, I guess. Don't mess with other people's stuff. Like, if someone's out sick and you know that they have extra ketchup packets or something at their desk, don't take them. Little things like that. Don't complain about everything. Constant negativity isn't fun, even if you agree with the person's take. That's a big one. Ugh. I like that one a lot.
And it sucks the life out of the office.
Yep. Let's take a call before we get to our last one. Good morning. What's on your mind?
This doesn't pertain just to an office setting.
Okay. All right.
Oh, boy. What's coming?
Yeah.
Well, I had the privilege of working with Terry, you know, in the past. You know, there's certain annoying things. No. I mean, I'm going to go back to when you said about, you know, the working harder, to make yourself look better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make you look better. It makes everybody look bad because the fact is that, especially in my job, if someone tries to do that, it screws a lot of things up.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't make anybody look better. It just makes you look to me like a horse's butt.
Well, and people see through it. You think you might be, you think you're all like, you know, pulling one over, and people see right through it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about it, too. Even if it did have any, a positive outcome, your bosses, your fellow coworkers, they see right through that stuff. They know. They see it.
And you make enemies that way very quick.
Boy, if there's a life lesson right there, avoid situations that are going to create enemies. That always seems like a good place to start.
Mm. And you know, for all the time that we did work together, thanks for using soap. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.
Always appreciate the calls, man. Have a great, safe weekend. Be safe out there, okay, bud?
Yes, you guys be safe, too. And
thank you.
Make sure you guys, your lights are on. That's the big thing.
Right on. Yes, yes. Make sure. Please have your lights on, everybody. Please.
Yes, if you don't. Because, you know, like my car, though, is automatic. The lights. And when it is this light out, they don't come on. You have to manually turn them on. So
Melissa,
if your headlights, aren't on, let's get them on.
Yeah, I she brought that up on Monday, and I've been remembering it ever since. I forget about that stuff. I'm really glad you two brought that up. We wrap up with, don't schedule meetings first thing Monday or last thing Friday. It's a great way to make people dislike you. I will add to that, enough with the over meetings. Enough.
Well, yeah, don't meet to meet.
Enough with the constant meeting. Having 20 meetings a week, to me, says a lot more about management than it does about your employees and about your workers. It's vital to have meetings. It's vital to communicate. That I have no problem with. And I love the companies I've worked for that are smart about this. I do think that a lot of modern companies and a lot of places, and I'm talking not just young companies, I mean Amazon, Nike, we hear from this from their employees all the time. There are meetings on meetings on meetings. And if you are a person that is part of two different departments, you're a part of like this meeting and this weekly meeting, and there are people where you can find this online. They've got it documented where if you work 40 hours a week, they're spending like 6 to 7 hours a week in meetings, which you could be working. You could be producing, which would be better for your company, which would be better for your product.
And it probably depends upon the nature of your business. But I think that the important thing is, are we having smart meetings, right? If we're meeting just to meet, we can probably eliminate some. Or
we can
could
BS
they be
anytime?
Could
we
they can, be shorter? Yeah. Could they be, you know? Yeah. Could they be more productive? So
chit chat anytime. If I'm at work, it's go time. I got things I want to get done.
You know, it's interesting. So we do a weekly staff meeting, and that's the only like regular on the calendar, you know, kind of meeting.
Yeah.
And we used to do it on Tuesdays, and we actually had some discussion about it and moved it to Mondays, not right away when people get there, but like an hour after everyone arrives. Mm-hmm. And it really just, more to set the stage and be a plan of work for the week. And so because the feedback was, by doing it on Tuesday, we've already got a day in, and, you know, James, you might need me for something, right, or I might need this person to work on this or that. And if we've already had a day go by, it was actually preferred to do it early, you know, a Monday morning, not the second I walk in the door. But, you know, give me a little time to get my stuff situated so I can come to the meeting. We can all be productive and then go on our way. So that's actually worked well for us.
Employees have a lot more power, and they are not, it is not going back. You are not putting the genie back in the bottle. And they have overwhelmingly spoken. I want information. I want to communicate with my employers. I don't want to waste time. I don't need to be stuck in meetings that are not going to produce and not go anywhere. Here at Civic, since we've been a part of Civic Media, we have a weekly meeting, and it's been great. It's a real fun way. We have a big audience. We're all up and down the state, and we have new family members all the time. This is an opportunity not only for us to share information, but us to meet these people and talk and interact a little bit, and which has been really nice. I've never had that with a company before where there was such an effort put to, hey, this is so-and-so that works in Madison or something.
Sure.
And the connections we have made have been really beneficial, not just for our listeners and WFHR, but around the gamut. It's been nice. But I don't think that we overdo it. I think that's a key part of this conversation. Meetings are important. Communication is everything. But overdoing it...
Oh, yeah.
It's no different than the head coach in the locker room. That voice gets old after a while. Like, you can be the greatest coach of all time, but as we just saw in the last 48 hours, that has a shelf life too. Like, it doesn't. You can overdo it, and when you lose people, it's so hard to get them back. When you lose your employees, and they're just listening, and they just go somewhere else as soon as you start talking, like just tuned out. Like, it's so hard to get that back.
So can we go back to stolen ketchup packets? You know, you shouldn't steal other people's condiments. You can ask them, you know, do you have a, I mean, I think it's a little bit kind of funny. Here's a story in our, again, very small office. So we just have a refrigerator, right? Mm-hmm. Like a house size of refrigerator.
Yeah.
And so people keep their stuff in there. But one time, this was a long time ago, probably like 15 years ago, somebody came to me and, I went to eat my lunch and someone ate my, there was none of my salad dressing left in the fridge. And I'm just sitting there like, are you kidding me right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. You're trying to eat your lunch. But then it got me thinking. I'm like, well, was your name on it?
What's
Communities supplies, what's not? But when you have a small group, is it an unwritten rule that the Caesar dressing in the fridge is mine? You didn't bring it there, so should you eat it? But then at the same time, I'm like, help yourself out a little bit.
Yeah, put your name on it. Put your name on it or don't complain. I'm sorry. If your name's not on it.
I just think it's funny.
I've never gone into it. I've worked at a lot of places. I've never walked into a community refrigerator and thought, what am I going to have today? Never.
No.
But if you don't put your name on it, I'm not going to begrudge other people from doing that because they don't know any better.
Now, to that point, though, I mean, I agree with, right? If there's just a sandwich sitting there, you know you didn't bring that sandwich.
Right. Yes.
But I'm just thinking about it from like the condiment kind of approach.
Yeah, that's different.
Like if there's ketchup packets sitting in the little crisper or something, like are those free game or not?
They got to be free game. Unless you know specifics, they got to be free game, I think. They're condiments. Come on.
I don't know.
What are we doing here? There becomes an irrational point where it's just kind of like, come on. I mean, they're ketchup packets, but each their own. What do I know?
What do you know?
Not much. We're going to find out. I do know one thing that's coming up, Terry, that is a really good one, too. I've got coming up for everybody two simple things that will make you instantly sound smarter.
Oh, huh? Fabulous. Huh? Did you use them already today?
I have. No, I haven't. The audience knows I haven't. Coming up after some state and local news right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another snowstorm is pounding Wisconsin with worsening weather conditions throughout the afternoon and nighttime. Snowfall will be heavy at times and winds could gust over 50 miles an hour, leading to blizzard conditions. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again this spring. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it could be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities, and they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The annual Rome Snow Bandits Ice Fishery and Raffle, also known as Pete and Will Palooza, is tomorrow, January 13th, at the Lure Bar and Grill, ice or no ice. The ice won't be safe for fishing, so they'll hold an indoor virtual ice fishing contest instead. They will have all the usual winter fun with plenty of prizes. The top raffle prize is a fishing trip for two to Canada. This third annual event is Saturday from 7 to 3. The Blue Blood Drive in Adams County was incredibly successful this week. The American Red Cross set a goal of collecting 27 units of blood on Wednesday, and they surpassed that goal with 48 units collected. If you missed this donation, you can help with the national blood shortage at the Blood Drive in Wisconsin Rapids starting next week, January 16th from 10 to 3, and January 22nd from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are always welcome. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Packers get ready for the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's wild card game, but defensive back Jaire Alexander not out there. He's injured again, this time his ankle. Matt LaFleur says it happened Wednesday.
We had mostly a jog through and unfortunately stepped on somebody's foot and rolled his ankle. So I know he's doing everything he can to be available, and I'd say it's day-to-day.
Baseball. The Brewers signing several players before the arbitration deadline. Corbin Burns, Devin Williams, Willie Adames, and others, all to one-year deals to stay with the team. NBA, weird game last night. The Bucks and the Celtics, the two top teams in the conference. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead on the way to a 135-102 win. The Celtics benching all of their starters in the second half, including Drew Holiday.
I think it just wasn't the lack of us not playing hard. I think just based off the way the game game went. Sometimes coaches make decisions like that.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times with widespread blowing and drifting as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions at times and treacherous travel. 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely with some locally higher amounts possible. Shovel in shifts and prepare for the cold. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there and you are staying warm and safe. Look out for each other. Be safe out there, everyone. We got some good story to get into. I want to touch on here, Terry, and we'll get an update from the United Way before we wrap up today. But did want to let you guys know a programming note. Tonight's game with the River Kings is postponed until Sunday. We will be playing Saturday and Sunday now, River Kings against the Chicago Crush. We will let you know as soon as we can if we will be able to air that game. WIRI will air the game on Saturday for sure, and hopefully the Sunday game. We'll let you know as soon as we do about that. Be listening. May even have an update during Midday Magazine today for that. One more on the Midday Magazine and our lineup in a little bit. We say a big thank you to the River Kings and letting us know about that, though. Support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Go to RiverKingsHockey.com and find out more about the fundraiser that is going on with the River Kings. The Southland County Rec Center is an awesome building. And, you know, since we were teenagers, Terry, we've enjoyed that building. And I remember when it opened. I remember how exciting it was and everything. This is long before... you know, some of the other construction that was done over there.
I'm just trying to think. Well, they call it Southwood County 2000, the field, the football field, and that was built. And I think the hockey rink must have been sometime in the mid-90s, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's an awesome building. I've spent a lot of time in that building. I like it a lot. That building was not built for a hockey team. It wasn't built to host a hockey team, let alone have one there as its main home ice. And there is also a lot of figure skating that goes on there, and we've got some awkwardness happening with some of the young women there, and there is no locker room. There are certain things that if we want to keep – I'm just going to be blunt with the audience. The coach isn't going to do this, and they shouldn't have to. But I'll be completely real with you guys. The USPHL is a minor league hockey league, and every penny counts. And, I mean, if we want to keep the River Kings in town here, we need to do certain things to be able to keep them in town. This team puts a ton in our economics. They bring so much to this community. Anytime there is something goes wrong in this community, you're going to see River Kings players, coach, staff out there helping out. We know that about them. Economically, I don't think it takes a Warren Buffett brain to be able to figure out the economic impact that team has in this community. I think that the least we can do is show the Kings our support, help out with this fundraiser any way you can. We understand that not everybody has dollars and cents, but you can raise awareness about this and spread the word about it and reach out to the River Kings and find out how you can help.
And the reality is facilities need updating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like your home, right? Yeah. I mean, like all facilities need updating. So.
Some years back here in town when Zach was the mayor, I remember there was a lot of fighting and argument about him redoing the mayor's office. And well, his argument when we had him on the air and we were talking about this, I'm bringing a lot of people from out of state, out of the city to the mayor's office, it should be respectable. We should have people coming to the mayor's office of Wisconsin Rapids and having a respectful office. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there was some gray area there about how much it would cost it and all that. That's a whole other conversation. That I think is something that we can all kind of agree on. Yeah, our mayor should have a nice office. I'm not saying a billion-dollar chandelier
here in the middle or something like that.
But if you go and check it out, though, there's nothing extravagant about it.
Right, right.
I mean, it's updated. It's it needed a facelift. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a very similar story. This is if you want things, you have to put into them. You have to invest in them. You want nice roads? Gonna pay taxes.
Yeah.
This is the world we live in. If you can help, and the things that the facility are looking for, we're not talking about like extravagant stuff. We're talking about a changing room.
Well, it should be it shouldn't be surprising to anyone, right? Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. We need some updates.
Help out if you can, everybody, and find out more at RiverKingsHockey.com. I got two simple things that will make you instantly sound smarter. If you're looking to improve your communication skills this year, listen up. We've got two tips that will help you appear more intelligent and confident when talking to people. Steer clear from big words. Using large, complex words might make you feel smarter, but it's not how you come across to other people.
Oh, especially if they don't come out right.
Yeah. Tell me about it. A study found that writers who used unnecessarily big words were seen as less intelligent than ones who used simpler words.
Interesting.
So it's not even really giving the benefit that you were hoping for.
But you would think that, right? Like, if I use words, yeah, I'm going to sound smarter. So that's interesting.
That is very interesting. In general, it's better to keep things simple and conversational unless you're in a place where a formality matters, like a courtroom or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And then slow down your speech. Everyone has a natural speaking cadence, and it's hard to change, especially when you're passionate about the subject. But talking too quickly can make you come across as nervous or uncut, off kilter or anything. You're not going to definitely be coming across with the desire. You're not going to get across with the desire of what you want to get across.
You know, that is true, though. You think about that, especially the people that you're close to, they're not probably the ones that are going to ramble and talk really fast, except for when they're really excited. But you do kind of get used to the cadence of someone's voice. And so then if all of a sudden they're going 100 miles an hour, I'm probably guilty of that. A fast talker just in general.
Me too.
But I've also tried to be really mindful of, you know, so for instance, we had an event on Wednesday of telling myself, you know, okay, you know, we want to get through it, but let's not rush. You know, let's be reasonable about how fast we talk.
Your pace, yeah. At the same time, don't go overboard, since dialing your pace back too much can also come off as patronizing. That's the worst.
Even aside from that, though, it also just, doesn't it just, it comes across like monotone, kind of robotic, you know. I don't know. I think it's, that is funny.
Emotions are important. You need to find that balance. And I think this comes back to the beginning, cadence. Everybody has their own cadence. And once you kind of like understand that, understand your own voice, understand the way that you speak, I think you can have a better control over it. One benefit of being growing up, I had a speech impediment and with my S's and Z's, and I went and had to take a big shout out to Humpke Elementary because they noticed this and helped me out so much with that. I don't think I'm in this chair without the teachers and the people that helped me with that. But with that, I and being an actor and working so hard on accents, I understand my volume very well. I'm also from an Italian family. And I joke about this. I cannot stress how serious I am about this. My family will yell "I love you" at you. They think about what they do when they're angry. Like it's one of those things. Growing up in a family like that, if you wanted to be heard, what did you do? You raised your voice. You talked louder than the other people. That's not really healthy, and it definitely doesn't work in a radio setting or in most business settings and everything. Your boss is not going to appreciate the fact that you talk an octave higher than them. Doesn't go over well.
No, you listen to me.
Yeah, doesn't exactly go over well. But I will say my family, very supportive. Very supportive.
But you know, both of those things make a lot of sense.
Yeah. We're going to come back and we're talking about Quitter's Day. We're going to talk about that when we come back in our That Ain't Right stories. Yeah. And we, of course, got a bunch of good stories of the day, including an update with our United Way and our schedule coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irving Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Hey, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kyrian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times with widespread blowing and drifting as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions at times and treacherous travel. 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely with some locally higher amounts possible. Shovel in shifts and prepare for the cold. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good morning out there. Happy Friday. Don't let the snow slow you down. Well, slow you down, yes, but don't let the snow keep you from loving Friday and enjoying your weekend. Just enjoy it indoors. Enjoy it safe. Have some fun out there. Look out for each other. Slow down. Shovel in shifts.
Say that fast 3 times. Yeah. Ready,
notice,
go.
Notice I said it very calm. I said, watch my lips. Very slow, very calculated.
I mean, I could. They can't fire me.
No. But Brittany did a great job with that. Did a good job. So the second Friday in January is called Quitter's Day now. After a study in 2019 found it's the day you're statistically most likely to pack in and give up on your resolution. 80% of resolutions have supposedly been abandoned by now or on this day.
I can see that.
Yeah. And this is our feature that I write story for the hour, everybody. A new poll on health-related resolutions more or less backs this up. The average person said that they gave up their favorite food for New Year's. They'd have a hard time resisting it by day 14. So that would be this Sunday. The poll found the most common health-related goals we made were to exercise more or eat better, but big, sweeping goals are the hardest to stick to. So one way to make it through Quitter's Day is by just dialing it back and adjusting.
Do you know what's funny? When you think about it, though, you could say 14 days, but I even think the second Friday thing kind of even makes more sense, because if you're going to abandon it, like, you've already gone through one weekend without, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you might be able to be a little more focused during the week. And now here you are approaching the second weekend of no whatever, sweets or whatever. And yeah, I think a lot of people are busting it.
I will say that one thing that they don't seem to bring up in this article, I think, is really important. If you can make it through these days, I'm not saying clear sailing, but you made it through one of the most difficult parts of this.
And probably one more week. You know, they say 21 days to make a habit. When you're really giving something up or changing something, it probably takes longer. But I mean, if you could get through like 3 solid weeks, hopefully, then each week it just gets a little bit easier.
And take the little wins. Take the little wins. Maybe you did have a setback. That doesn't mean you have to stop. That doesn't mean you have to completely give up. Keep fighting. Be more realistic and slow down. Here are a few tips for to power through Quitter's Day. Be more realistic, slow down. Don't try to make it happen all at once. Instead of abandoning your resolution, adjust. I like that. Yeah. Remember, progress isn't always linear. Setbacks are inevitable. They don't have to mean you failed. Instead of Quitter's Day, think of it as Corrections Day, or however you need to word it. I've talked about this before. The way I stopped smoking, I was trying to do it for my kids. I was trying to do it for my loved ones, et cetera, et cetera. And those things helped. But what really got me through was, I feel so silly saying it out loud, but quitting, I was raised, we don't quit anything in my family, but stopping? Oh, we stop all things all the time. So just calling it, just stopping instead of quitting smoking was a shift in my brain, a click in my brain, and I just haven't gone back since.
Well, you kind of have to do it. You have to figure out how to do it for yourself too.
Yes.
I mean, even in a selfless way. I mean, you're never going to say, I know you well enough. You're never going to say, I did it for me.
Right.
But you have to get to a point where, consciously or subconsciously, where you're actually like, okay, I wanted to do it for this person, this person, this person. But the reality is, I have to do it for me.
Celebrate what you have. And that's such a good one. That's a great one, Terry. Celebrate what you have accomplished. Maybe you said you'd work out 5 days a week, but you only got 2 days in. Well, good for you. Now keep it up and try to build on that. That's going back to taking the wins. There are no small wins in life. Every one of them is big in its own way. And don't use Quitter's Day as an excuse to give up. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
I mean, we're not sending you a Hallmark card today.
It is Quitter's Day. I mean, it wouldn't be very, I wouldn't be really celebrating.
Why would I keep doing it?
I like to celebrate holidays. give me a no. The original study by a site called Strava actually claimed the 19th was Quitter's Day. They adjusted it to the 15th the next year, based on new data. But something to keep in mind as you're
moving target.
It is a moving target, right. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I wanted to touch on some good stuff here. We got our schedule lined up, and we are wrapping up Midday Magazine for the week with a banger. It's a good one. Part one, we're going to talk with our friends at McMillan Memorial Library. Our good friend Catherine Eckhart, director over there, going to be with us.
Love Catherine. She's That'll be awesome.
Her ears were burning yesterday. My mom and I were talking about her. My mom's a big fan. She likes
She's
Catherine
a little
a lot.
Spitfire. Yeah. I love her.
She's awesome. She's been great. And she's been great for our community, too. We'll talk more with her and about a bunch of the great things going on over at McMillan. And in part two, we're going to speak with our friends at the Special Olympics. We have Ashley Hansen from Special Olympics joining us. We'll talk about the organization, upcoming Polar Plunge. The Polar Plunge is coming. Ashley's great. And any chance to talk or work with Special Olympics, I cannot encourage people enough to do so. Easily one of the greatest organizations I've ever worked with. I love the people at Special Olympics. Amazing people.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of exposure. That's kind of the charity of choice for police. Yeah. So when Randy was still working, that was, you know, pretty near and dear to our hearts. Still is.
A reminder that Meals on Wheels and Senior Dining at the Aging and Disability Resource Center are closed for today. We implore you to reach out to your friends, your neighbors, see how they're doing. Maybe if you can help them out, that is greatly appreciated. Also, tonight's game with the River Kings and Chicago Crush has been postponed. It has been moved to Sunday. Our Saturday game is still on track for playing. You can catch Great River Kings hockey tomorrow at 6:59 and hopefully Sunday at 6:59. Our pregame will start up. As far as we know, still going to have Wisconsin men's hockey hosting Lindwood. That'll be on these airwaves tonight at 6:30 right here at WFHR.
Fun.
And on Saturday, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Northwestern, 10 a.m. start time for that. Means no over the back fence tomorrow. And on Saturday, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Northwestern, Milwaukee Bucks hosting Golden State at 6:30 here at WFHR. And again, that River Kings game at 6:59 hosting the Chicago Crush. On Sunday at 5:30, Milwaukee Bucks hosting Sacramento. I love having Bucks
Got
basketball
a whole
on there.
Full weekend.
Oh, it's so it's great. Awesome. Oh, it feels good. That also, though, means that we won't have new episodes of Seth Faces the Music or Director's Cut this week, but on the lookout, we got new episodes and great new guests coming up in 2024 here. Terry, I wanted to wrap up with our United Way. I know we have had a lot of great things going on with the United Way, and January is a real, let's get going. Let's get started in this new year.
Yeah, what's the matter with me?
No reprieve, you know?
No rest for the wicked?
No rest for the wicked.
So, you know, I do just want to really give a shout out kind of in our wrap up here to the week to anyone and everyone who had anything to do with our campaign. If you're listening wider than that, you know, if you had anything to do with your local United Way in the past year, because we can't do what we do without the people in our communities. And the beauty of United Way is it's our community caring for our community. You know, we're not like reaching out farther. We're not branching out to other areas. It's about community taking care of community. We did have a thank you celebration on Wednesday where we, you know, talked a lot about this and celebrated a lot of things. But just, you know, a blanket thank you message to everyone. You know, especially those people that are part of our partner programs, that are providing programming. Ben from our team, especially, you know, all of the programs that he coordinates and puts on and the coalitions and a lot of the educational pieces of United Way that happen. And so, you know, just hats off to all of you and really encouraging people to stay involved in the upcoming year, get involved if you haven't been, because we have an opportunity to, you know, make this awesome community even better for the folks that need it. And you know what's funny is that it's not funny, but what's ironic is there, you know, there seems to kind of be this stereotype or this thought that it's always the same people that have need. And that's just not, it's just not true. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like we all have different times of need in our life, and and United Way is there to help give people a hand up, to uplift. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for all of the volunteers, our team at United Way, and, you know, and everybody out there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And look for more from us. We've got stuff going on. We've got a lot planned. Mm-hmm. And you can find out about all of that by staying on top of our social media and then also visiting our website at uwswac.org.
And remember, if you ever have any questions or anything else about our community or about the United Way, you can always call 211 as well. It's a great resource. And speaking of the United Way, the homeless point in time count is coming up. We are still looking for volunteers for that. If you are able to volunteer, able to help out, please reach out to our good friend Ben. You can get in touch with Ben at 715-421-0390, 421-0390, or email him, ben@uwswac.org. And keep in mind, the Winter Farmers Market's back.
Nice.
Back in action, 9 to 1 on Saturdays over at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Go check that out, and you can find out more by going to wrmoravian.org. Wanted to wrap up with a really fun story here. A 31-year-old guy in Michigan named Cody Enos is in the news after he didn't get a haircut for years. Also, he could make a wig for his girlfriend, Hannah, who has alopecia.
Awesome.
He joked that if he grew his hair out for her, there's no way she could break up with him. It's a smart man.
I mean,
smart
so, man. You know.
Yeah, yeah. This is just
ulterior motive, but a good one.
A good one and a very smart one.
A ring might help too. You might want to bury a ring in that wig.
I'm writing that down. Okay, that's a good note. That's a good note. Terry, always fun working with you. Thank you so much.
Have a great one.